All right, now it's time for an authority agency member spotlight. And this one, I've been wanting to do for a long time because it has the elements of, it's not the common story. It's not something that people would think was predictable or usual. It has all the elements of being the unusual story. It has the elements of being that, you know, my situation is unique. Can I do this? And it illustrates the principle. Good things will happen if you just let it. So today for our agency spotlight, I have Fatima. Everybody knows Fatima. Welcome, Fatima.
Thank you, Jack. It's so good to be here.
Well, I will tell you, you've been one, an inspiration to a lot of folks. You've been an inspiration to me to watch how you've evolved even over the last year. So here's what I want to do. I want to start from the very beginning, because your story is a little bit unique in that you didn't start off as being a marketing consultant for anyone. You started off as when Brian and I met you, you were specifically a coach. And we met you at a live event where we were actually sponsors of the event, setting up, doing our own, client lead generation. And you were one of the folks that came up and talked to us. And you had a really kind of unique, at least to my perspective, a unique service that you offered in working with. I'm going to let you tell it. You laid out what you were doing, because I think people will see when you came up and said, here's what I do. My head was like, okay, well, this is cool. Let's figure this one out. So you go ahead and tell them, just like you told me when I said, so who do you help?
Yeah. So we met in Fort Lauderdale, and it was like around November of 2014. And I went up to you guys. I loved you guys. Like, there were so many different speakers that were on stage, and your energy, the way you and Brian were like sucking off each other and building us up. And I was like, the thing that really got me about you guys, first of all, was that you were like, you don't have to get up on stage and raise your hand and say, I'm an expert, because don't you feel like a fake? And I went, yeah. I kept saying, yeah. And then I came up to you guys afterwards in the hallway, and you're like, what do you do? And I said, my company is called Spiritual Biz Moms. And I didn't even really know what I did. I was just a coach that was helping a lot of people try to figure out their trauma and release their pain and shame, and then rediscover their value. I was like all over the place, and I was like making money, but I didn't feel authentic. And you were like, And then I was like looking at your programs, and you were like, this is what we do. And I was like, you know what? I need to go. And you're like, why don't you write a book? And I'm just like, on what? What do I write a book on? And you're like, well, take this, paperwork home and check it out and see if this works for you. And then I joined your program. And I don't even know what program that was, but
let me jump in there, because I think to make it clear to folks, you are the perfect example of a typical client in that world, in that coaching world. So people get to get a perspective directly from. It's almost like we get to examine one of the species here, right? is that you were a coach and you weren't sure if you were ready, because we were offering two packages. We had one package, if you're ready to do this, and I think it was, to be on Influencers Radio and do a news release and put that out. Or if you're not ready, you can go through this training we have.
That was
specifically for people, the coaches, to prepare them, to help them get ready to. And really, that training was meant to help you realize that you don't have to be an expert, that it is about being an educator and advocate. And here's how you can to do that. So it really was meant to prepare people to be ready to actually get out there, put themselves out there. So you wanted to take the training to go through there. We talked about the book. And yeah, so I remember you went through the training for preparing yourself to become an authority. And you were actually one of the first people that actually took action. And I think, you know, within the month said, I'm going to write a book and here's, I'm getting started right now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. In December, I started the training and you asked a question that I remember so clearly, like, who's your avatar? And I was like, I have no bloody idea who my avatar is. And you went through this questioning and I kind of just took a day where I didn't do anything. And I just went into your questions and you kept saying, no, narrower, narrower. And I had all this fear come up, Jack, like I'm leaving money on the table as if there was any, you know, like whatever little was there. And you were like, no, you got to go narrower, narrower. And you kept explaining to me how you got to like micro niche, micro niche. And the modules were like, for me, really intense. And I was like, I need to, you know, I'm such a perfectionist, right? Firstborn, you know, valedictorian. I need to get the best of the mark. And I'm like, okay, I'm in this program. I got to be the one that's her program and her book is going to be out there. Yeah. So it was so clear. And you're like, niche, go closer, go closer. And we finally came between you, Jack, and you and Brian and I, that I would just target divorced Muslim women. And right. I had to really get into my headspace, like, this niche is so tiny. And then I said, okay, what do I have to lose? Let me just run with this and see what happens. That was like in the first couple of modules. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's something you really had a passion for and a connection with, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like a lot of people that are in the coaching world and where you came from, you had a little bit of difficulty with being concrete about what you do. And how you help people. And I think that's one of the first things that you recognized and really worked on is to get really concrete. So you narrowed down that niche. And one of the things is you always test, but that's one of the things that you just naturally have a gift for and that passion for helping divorced Muslim women. Now, the perfect story would be that, and you did that and boom, they just threw money at you, right?
That's kind of what happened, but not exactly.
Oh, what? You mean, did the divorced Muslim women not have money to throw at you?
Not exactly. So what happened was I went through the whole thing and my book was ready. And I just said I was going to not question anything that you guys were teaching me. I'm just going to do it. And by February, which was like in a matter of 5 weeks, my book was up, published. And it went to number one in all our categories.
Exactly. And I think that's what you probably realize. Wow, this stuff really works.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in shock that this actually happened.
And then I think during that time, you also kind of learned the art of the humble brag or you got to very to where you were purposely putting out posts on social media, right? And
yep, I was doing that.
And
a
I think
lot.
I think I remember the first time when you realized I think you did something. You followed one of the trainings, and all of a sudden, your engagement kind of blew up, and you began kind of really building an even bigger following than you had on social media, right?
I did, and my Facebook page was kind of stuck on 1,500 for like 2 years, and once my book went to number one. It just went from 1,500 to like 5,000 in about a month.
Wow. And because you kind of narrowed down that niche, you had something to say just about, you were never at a loss of something to say able to give them. And do you feel that at that point did you feel the most authentic with what you were doing when you began to speak about that subject and really go full force into that?
Oh, completely, Jack. I didn't have that feeling of being a fraud anymore. I was like, I've been here. This is what I've done. This is the results. And let me show you how I did it. And it was such a natural transgression and such a natural progression, I should say, to really be authentic in my own self. And they were looking at me the way I looked at me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where, and I want people to really pay attention closely here to the layers, because it's what we're about to talk about, I think, has many, many layers to it. And it's a perfect example. People have often heard me say, you know, a lot of times we get our sights set on something and we set up our target and we, you know, pull out the bow and shoot the arrow, and we completely miss the target. And the people that really have success recognize this, and instead of giving up, they go and paint a bullseye around where the target landed, right?
Exactly.
Or where the bullets, or where the arrow landed. They paint their target around where the arrow landed. So you started getting like requests and schedules for, I think you started getting a lot of schedules for your private conversations, your what did you call those?
I call it, for me, it's a discovery call.
Right, right.
People reaching out to me. Can I have a discovery call with you? Can you coach me? I had people calling to say, can you speak at my event? I had people saying, can you do a webinar with me? Can you write articles? And it was like, I didn't have to do any sales calls. People were just reaching out to me. And suddenly my inbox, and I needed to hire somebody to actually help me to figure out who was serious and who was not.
And I think one of the big discoveries you made was there was a lot of people out there that needed your help.
Yep.
But they weren't necessarily in a position to have where they had a lot of money to be able to get your help, right?
Yeah. I found there were very few women who could actually afford my services. And so that they were a lot of people, but who could afford my services? And that was kind of like a catch-22 situation.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing a lot of people struggle with is if you have a passion for helping people that may not be high value clients, the best thing to do is to use your skills to go out and get high value clients so that you can continue to help the people that can't afford it. It's almost like when attorneys, you know, do their pro bono work, right?
Yep.
So you want to continue to help these folks, but it's okay. Well, now how can I build up a business so that I can continue to help these folks? So I think it was that about the time that you discovered that we also had this other side to our business of authority agency. We were work with consultants.
Yeah, there was an overlap because I wanted to reach my target of writing 2 bestsellers in 1 year. Right. And so I said to myself, I want to be that person that because I promised myself that this niche was really passionate for me. I was very soft towards this woman. And so I wanted to really position myself strongly. And a second book would just solidify my position in the Muslim world. And so in the same year, I wrote a next book called From X to Extraordinary. And that book went to number one. And that was actually the very same time I was getting all kinds of emails from you and Brian going, this is what we do. And I was like, hey, this is interesting. So the second book went up. I did press releases, you know, because I knew how to do that now. And then I thought, okay, let me see what else these guys are doing, because the content that you guys had taught me had changed how I looked at my business and how I positioned myself. So I wanted to know what else you guys are doing.
And I think just that your second book, From X to Extraordinary, that title, and you know, it is an illustration, puts a spotlight on how you evolved from kind of unsure and about what you do and how you have to right there. I mean, that did solidify you as that person. You were the person in that industry, and you developed a, you know, huge social media following, specifically to your target, you know, with the, people following you. And so an interesting thing happened about that time is, and this is where a lot of people, I think, miss, or don't recognize that this happens, because they have the same fears. But if I micro niche, if I just target this one group, you know, I'm going to be leaving a lot of, you know, money on the table. But, you know, something extraordinary happens that when you become an authority in a micro niche is other people recognize it and they come and say, hey, I don't really fit this target, but can you help me do something? You know, you become an authority. And it doesn't necessarily matter that it's the micro niche, but if you would have kept trying to do it all over the place and be broad, though, with the spiritual biz moms, then that would have diluted your whole message and you would have kind of been lost in
absolutely.
That crowd.
Absolutely. With that second book, I became the global mentor for divorced Muslim women internationally. And I started getting speaking engagement. I still do. I mean, my 2016 is almost booked up with speaking gigs from that. And what happened was I became a specialist.
Right. And that was like
when the women started watching my videos.
That was like 12 months that you went from, I'm not sure what I do, to international, to become the person international for what you do. And requested for, again, writing, speaking, all that stuff. I just want to make sure people really recognize how quickly this can happen when you narrow it down. So I cut you off. Tell me about what was happening there. You said with the speaking and the.
Yeah. So, you know, my speaking, my 2016, like this year, I am completely solidly booked because all of the women that were watching my videos, because someone somewhere in their world was divorced, they're watching my videos. And then I've got women and men and organizations saying, but your stuff is not just for divorced Muslim women. Would you talk about this? Would you talk about trauma? Would you talk about healing? And I'm like, sure, let's have a conversation and see if I can bring value to your organization. And suddenly, like my peers, something started changing in that time when my peers started saying, what the heck is happening? And how did you get onto CBS San Diego? And how did you get here? And how did you make your book? People start watching. That's what happened.
Exactly. And that's when I think that where people see that this is so much bigger than just, and none of that time did you talk about authority.
Never
about authority. But people started recognizing that. And even though your target was Muslim divorced women, other entrepreneurs in the Muslim community started to recognize, wow, this lady has really blown up. She has a huge following and people, you know, respect what she does and she's become an influencer in this world. And I think it's around that time that you joined our Master Plan program. Yep. And you booked a one-on-one day, or I guess two-on-one day with Brian and I, and you came down, and this is why I think where magic happened, I think, in that day is that you were about to attend a Muslim entrepreneur
mastermind. Yep.
Mastermind.
And that was like at the end of February, Muslim Mastermind, they invited me to come because I belong to a lot of different prosperous Muslim groups and entrepreneurial Muslim groups. And so they invited me just to attend. And so it was a perfect segue for me to say, okay, I'm going to be there. So we met up in Houston, right? Because I was like, guys, how do I position this?
And so that's where we kind of talked about the analogy of your superhero. You know, there's the Superman persona and your Clark Kent persona. I need to come up with a female superhero analogy. I'm not that big into that. I think, but essentially, is you there was almost a potential conflict of how do I position myself here? I'm the person that helps Muslim divorced women. How do I shift gears and position myself into this other person that helps people with their authority? And, you know, we worked throughout the day. And as we did, we evolved through that. And I think I remember the moment you got that concept of, oh, the reason they want me to help them is because they've seen what I've done with my person that helps the divorce women persona. They don't necessarily want that help, but they want to say, how can I apply that magic to my business to make myself become an influencer?
That's right. That's right. They wanted me to pull back the curtain and show them the mechanisms, right? So it's like everybody is helping their own niche, but how did you position yourself so fast? We watch you like just blow up like a million stars and you're being noticed. You know, we're watching you and you're doing this so quickly. What the heck is going on? And can you show us the secret sauce?
Exactly. And you said, well, and then the perfect opportunity there is, I might not be able to show you, but I can certainly do it for you.
That's it. Right. And so we go there and I'm kind of really hobnobbing and meeting all these different people. And it was a wonderful way for me to understand the mindset of who this person was. And then I started really feeding them a little bit, getting a couple of different clients. And then I'm like, okay, so now what I did was I really pushed myself on the agenda of these people. And I pretty much went to the organizers and I said, you don't have a lot of women here in your group. It's like, you know, 90% men. And I want to be part of this, not financially, but I want to be here as a woman representation. And when you do your next one, I want to speak. I just kind of pushed myself over there and created the situation. And I told them what I would do. I would do a talk on how they can write their own book in 100 days.
And how tough was that transition?
It was so simple.
You mean they didn't come back and say, wait a minute, who are you to talk about that?
Never, Jack. They were just like, just show us what you did. Show us how to do it. That was basically, so I was like, and I didn't come across as, you know, I'm the authority. I just came across as a simple person. Like, I wrote both my books became bestsellers in 1 year. Can I show you how I did it? That's it.
And right there in that, those two or three sentences you just said is condensed down the whole concept of being the educator and advocate. When you become the educator and advocate to your prospects, you never have to call yourself the expert or the authority, because you will have become the person that makes it easy for other people to see you as the expert or the authority. And you just, you live that, you experience that. And it was probably so much less friction that if you went in there and said, I'm the authority on authority, I can show you how to be an expert, right?
Yeah. I just came from a place of, I want to help you and let me show you how. And then I was connected, a couple of other guys connected with me, and they're like, we're launching this ginormous Muslim entrepreneur network. Would you give us a course on how to write a book? And I had like six people come to me and I had to choose who I wanted to work with. Suddenly it was like fulfillment. And I said, okay, I would do this as long as I can put a link in there and give an offer. And then they can be sent to my link on MuslimInfluences.com, which is something that we did together, because I didn't even know it was available. And you and Brian bought it for me. And I was like, dang, this is happening.
And then you probably did your first promo as that person, not as Fatima, the person that helps divorce Muslim women.
Nope.
But you did your first promo as Fatima, the person that can help you put together your book and put yourself out there to grow your own influence, right?
That's it. I just said to everybody, I said, listen, it was a really simple, it wasn't a salesy thing at all. And I went through the entire webinar and then I said, but if you don't have time or you don't know what to do, you don't know how to start, we've got a team. We can streamline, the process is very streamlined. We can do this in 100 days and we'll guarantee that you'll be in the top 10 in at least one category on Amazon. So click this button.
And what happened? Did they click the button?
They did. My book that we launched, The Muslim Entrepreneur Mind, was sold out in 2 days.
2 days?
2 days, like the entire thing. 15 authors are in it. And it was just, yeah, it was like a wildfire. And now the PR release went out and people are like hounding me down like, we didn't know about this. And I'm like, put your name on the wait list for volume two.
Well, I think that's a high class problem, isn't it?
We should all have some of those.
Exactly. And this is something that happened, you know, this is as we're speaking right now, we're in the middle of May, and this all happened when you came down to visit us in February.
End of February. Yeah.
From how do I do this? How do I make this transition to
like two months? It's pretty much two solid months.
And of you in the whole time, you still feel authentic. You don't feel like you're being something you're not, where you're going out there and trying to put something out there.
Not even for 1 second.
And that's a great feeling, isn't it?
Wow, Jack, you just have no idea how it is to be authentic, because I can go to sleep peacefully. I can wake up excited and I get to really authentically help people. It's such a wonderful, wonderful feeling, whether it is a woman who is on my private coaching or whether it's somebody that wants a book done and published, I am like the same person because I'm just loving them and helping them to get to where they want to go from A to B. That's all.
And you didn't have to give up one for the other because you're still, I mean, you, most of what we see out there of you is still helping the Muslim women.
Right? Totally.
They have the passion for.
Totally.
And it's not that that's even, you know, now it's not even that that's holding back your business. That's almost the reason that people come to you for your authority services, because I want to be able to do what you are doing with that business. Right.
Yeah,
even though they
100%.
Don't need your help on that business, but they want, can you do for me what you're doing for yourself over there? So it's not even like, you know, you're even if you help them at lower cost or lower fees or even for free, because that's your passion, you're still benefiting tremendously of that, because that's the foundation of how you were seen as an authority into other entrepreneurs to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. I've never had one moment joining the master plan or doing Muslim influences or divorce Muslim women. Do I feel inauthentic or out of my integrity? And then there's the financial benefit. In just these last 2 months, my annual income became my monthly income.
Now, that's something to celebrate.
Totally.
That's big.
Sweet.
That's not, I bumped up my income by 10%. All right. That's, I've exponentially grown my income by doing this without having to neglect the people that I really started to doing this, to be able to help. So, you know, you got yourself in front of there. And what about your confidence? Because, you know, I've been talking about there's two elements to really be successful in this to your highest potential. And that's that you have to have confidence and you have to have competence. Those two sound similar. So you've clearly got your confidence, right? What do you feel about your competence? Because there's a lot of things that people are worried about. You know, I would love to go sell this, but... you know, I often say that people think their fear is getting rejected, but a lot of times their fear is, what if they say yes? Then I actually got to do it, right? What do you think your competence level is in you, which is really your confidence in your ability to fill this stuff that people want?
You know, Jack, the way I looked at it was, I'm not that 100% competent, and there's no way I can be Jack and Brian. So I'm just going to be me. And I'm going to mess up and I'm going to fall and I'm just going to keep going. And I'm going to create like processes where we're all on the same page and handle the expectations of the clients who want this done. And that's all it is. So for me, it was more like, will I be okay with falling and failing? And I had to get to that point because I don't think there's any perfection on the way. You know, like I put out a PR release and I mean, it said, check your links. And I did. And I thought I was getting it right. And I didn't. And my client was a little upset. But you know what? I apologized. I redid it. I did it the other way around. I gave her a couple of freebies and fixed that. The thing is, there's never going to be perfection. It's a growth in my own thing. And I'm okay with messing up. I'm okay with failing and saying it's not going to be almost perfect, but I'm just going to go out there with as much enthusiasm as possible and so much excitement that they'll want to come on. And that's how I'm going to grow.
And I think that's the way to do it, because people wait. Well, what if this happens? I call it playing the what if game, or having the what if disease. And that could be so.
It's paralyzing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I go more like, what if it works?
And you're certainly one that's, you know, has recognized, okay, I'm not sure how to do this. And, you know, you can come back to the group and you can figure it out, right?
It's speaking about the group, thanks for bringing that up. The support, the knowledge, the expertise, the love is outstanding. I mean, there are times when I don't even hear from you and you and Brian, but everyone else is there. Right. Like, I mean, I'm just like this girl wants 5 books and she wants a deal. And I'm just like, I'm not giving her any deals. And they're like, OK, Fatima, this is what you do, you know, and they're giving me all these ideas. And then I'm looking through going, OK, what feels authentic to me? And then I run with that one. And I doubled my prices. I was like, you know what? I can't do books for this cheap. I did a couple like this already that were cheap, but no more. I am the value that I'm creating is so enormous. And they're really busy. Their lives are really busy. They've got their own clients. They're launching their own products. They're never going to get their books done if I don't help them. So what value am I creating? And I just doubled my prices. And so am I going to get as many clients? Probably not. But I'm going to get the elite ones. I'm going to get the ones that really matter and that they're not going to hound me as much. And I'm okay with that.
And but one thing I wanted to also make sure that we're clear on is that was a evolution to that point of I'm going to double my prices and I'm going to do this to get the lead. And I think Dan Kennedy always, I think he had a perfect explanation of that is if you have people on waiting list or you have more people wanting you than you have capacity for, then raise your prices till they go away, right? And that's when you know that you're at the right price, when you're charging high enough that you don't have people waiting and you don't have more people than you can handle to do this, because that doesn't make you more money having people that you can't handle.
Yeah,
raise your prices till they go away.
And I also did something else.
What
I did that. And then I also did, Jack, I just found influences in the Muslim community and I gave them free chapters. I gave them free PR. I gave them free stuff because I wanted them to understand the value that I was creating and what we could do. And they start talking. They just started talking. And I was like, I'm cool with that. And then I hooked up with a charity, a Muslim charity, and they help all kinds of women, regardless of faith, who've left their husband. They've got kids in their cars. They don't have the way to go. And I'm just like, this is a charity of my choice. And so we did that. We added that component to the book. And I tell you, the spice mix, whatever we put in, worked beautifully.
Yeah, but one point I want to make sure that people, you know, one of the things that we talk about being an authority and an expert is to not compare yourself to others, right? Because that just you oftentimes when you do compare yourself to others, you compare yourself to their highlight reels rather than everything. And you had to charge what you charged. You had to go through that period of not necessarily being confident in what you're charging in order to get to the point where I am doubling my prices. All right. So I don't want people to think, because people think, man, if I jump in here and if I don't charge $10,000 up front, I'm doing it wrong. And then they fail because they don't have that confidence in charging that $10,000 up front.
Yeah, we have in the back office that you've created a kind of a template on where to start. And I started there. I was like, okay, this is a good place to start. I feel like I can feel authentic. For me, it's always about a gut feeling. If I'm feeling it in my gut viscerally, I can charge this price. It feels good. I'm just going to start with that because I was starting out. And then I had, you know, so many people who wanted to jump on board and stuff like that. And then I was like, okay, now I've got to raise it up. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling more confident. Can I raise it up 1,000? Yeah, okay. Can I raise it up 500? Okay, whatever feels good.
But you had to start at that one point to get that confidence, right?
Yeah,
it would have been hard for you to go directly to your high point right now. And I feel confident that you'll probably even evolve to a higher price. But I want to make sure that people don't think that the only way for me to be a success is to charge, you know, to $10,000 or $5,000 with us right out of the gate. Is you have to build that confidence by charging whatever it is. And to me, if you everybody's benchmark for success is different, right?
And I wouldn't have felt confident in the beginning charging the investment price I charge today.
But charging less, even much less, helped you build that confidence to be able
to build it, right? Build it, definitely, yes.
And so you're putting the other books, and what are you finding now that you talk about working with influencers. Are you seeing that the referral business, how much marketing, because we don't have to, we don't necessarily see you out there doing a ton of marketing on my authority stuff, you know, your authority stuff. Is that, have you felt that that's kind of been naturally magnetic coming to you because of the
yes,
people you're working with?
And I think because of how I've positioned myself, I'm speaking at different events, and I don't really do a lot of authority stuff on my public pages because those are for the women. So what I do is I have a Muslim influences page, and I've got it's growing. It's about 350 people now. And I've also got I'm in so many groups that have anywhere from 100 to 2000 Muslim entrepreneurs. And I just give them little tweets and tidbits in there. And then my webinar is sitting on the Muslim Entrepreneur Network. And so from all these different places, right, that I've created, or I'll put a PR release and that I put out saying the Muslim Entrepreneur Mind book was sold out in 2 days. And just from that alone and saying, hoo-hoo, look, CBS San Diego mentioned me. How cool is this? I had two people call and say, hey, I didn't hear about this. Can we have a spot? And I'm like, we're sold out. Do you want to get on the waiting list? That's all I do.
Yeah. And that's just a absolute perfect way to do this, because by, you know, being part of these groups and not directly marketing to them, but just, you know, letting them see what you've done. And also by, you know, giving the brags and putting the attention on the people that you're working with, it just naturally would make people, you know, want to come, hey, can you help me do what you did for them? And by narrowing down, how many people in your niche, in that vertical, in the Muslim entrepreneur world are doing what you do?
Zero.
Well, that, I bet that feels lonely, doesn't it?
Oh my God. I love it. I love it.
You know,
but you see, there's another thing though, Jack. It's like, the next Muslim mastermind is happening in August, because we have Ramadan coming up, which kind of slows down for everybody because no food, no water for like, you know, 19 hours anyway. And it's a time of spirituality for us. So we kind of wind down our work a little bit. However, in August is the next one that happened in Dallas. Then the one that happened in Toronto will be in August, either Chicago or London, UK. And so my vision for that one is that the book will be in their hand. So I'm going to launch the book on Amazon. You know, God willing, it'll be number one in whatever categories we choose. And once that's done, I'll edit the cover to say best-selling book for the physical book. And then we'll present the book at the next Muslim Mastermind and then give everyone the awards. And the organizers are right on board with me that we'll give them this, and we'll get a red carpet and pictures and bring in all kinds of people. Now, when that happens, I will be the go-to girl, because I would have done it from start to finish. They'll have the books in their hand, and then we'll launch the next book. And
I would put an S at the end of that.
Yeah, books. And then it'll be unstoppable after that. But that is, everybody's kind of waiting to see, okay, can this girl really, you know, can she really produce?
And I think that's probably a slam dunk yes, sure. So
100%.
Yeah. So that's remarkable. So I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this now. They want to get into the particulars on this. You know, what types of books are you putting together? Are you doing interview style books? Are you, you know, are you doing something a little bit different? Are you kind of following along with what we're doing in the training? And, you know, we always encourage people to color outside the lines. You know, we give a template, you know, to what to do, but obviously people go their own ways and have incredible success what feels great to them.
Yeah, the first couple of books that I'm doing right now currently for a couple of clients are just one problem, one solution books. And we're in the process of doing that right now. One guy is a mobile app distributor. And so he's got a partner, and he pretty much takes people who create mobile apps and how to distribute it. So we'll be recording in the next couple of days with that one. The other one is a guy who actually was in a corporate world. He wants to talk about his story and how to leave the corporate world and create your own entrepreneurship business. And he did very well selling Amazon in an Amazon store. So that's going to be a good one. We're in the process. He's a dad of three and things like that. And then I had a young gal who just contacted me and said she's got a publisher, but she doesn't know how to put the book together. She needs about 100 pages. And I'm like, we could do that for you. So I pretty much charge her the same price. And all we're doing is just kind of ghostwriting for her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so by doing this, and then what about the book, you're doing the multi-author book that you're presenting at the big mastermind. What style is that? Is that interview style?
It's all interview.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. And I
pretty much so told them that, you know, I kind of brief it like this, that their commitment is about an hour. And so they kind of know they've got to like go through the questions, do the interview, read over their chapter, send me the bio. We'll do the rest.
Okay. Now you're going to notice Fatima's voice has magically changed. We actually had audio problems. So we are jumping right back into this. And I know we're actually kind of running out of time, but I want to make sure that we, get to the big point of, you know, for people in agency, and there's people that come from all walks of life, all around the world with different backgrounds. And, you know, what would you say to kind of give them some inspiration and motivation to start where they are, and not, you know, try to be someone else, because you obviously recognize the uncomfortableness of trying to be something that you weren't comfortable with, or that, you know, without that authenticity. What would you say to folks of you know, where to start?
I would say that in the time that I've worked with you, Jack, and with Brian, and I get a new mentor every year, I've actually never felt so much support and encouragement like I do with you guys. The stuff works. There's no doubt about it. And if you're asking yourself, you know, what if it doesn't work? You're just lying to yourself, because what if it does? Number two, if you haven't joined the master plan, like seriously, you need to do that. Because the time that I spend with you guys in Houston and having that one-to-one contact with the two of you and you guys setting up my website and getting the articles and sitting there and creating that strategy changed completely. I would have been sitting on the fence until the end of the year. I mean, it changed completely how I was going to structure my business, because the two of you were just spending time with me. You didn't sit on your cell phones. You didn't do anything. It was just, I was the main reason. And that changed how I was going to go running with it. And then I just came home and implemented. So those people who have joined Authority, I mean, if you join the agency, that means somewhere along the line, you saw value. You got excited. You were like, this stuff is cool. No one else is doing this, right? Then why are you not running with it? Because you're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. Just go through the programs, but don't get into analysis of paralysis where you have to listen to every single thing all the time before you take action. Right? You got to go out there. You got to like make flyers and mess up and do this and mess up, because that's the only way. There's no way inside of your head can you figure this thing out, because the only way through the fear that I found is action. And once you take that action, the fear dissipates, because somewhere with every no, you're going to get a yes. You're going to get someone who says, this looks good. You're going to tweak your speech. You're going to tweak your dialogue. You're going to tweak your program. You're going to tweak your Facebook status, because there's nowhere you're going to find a place to actually launch this business from a place of perfection. There's no way until you get started.
Yeah. And I think it also, the example is it's to start where you are. Right. Don't start with thinking that you have to be like someone else, that you have to be like, you know, Brian, or you have to be like me, or you have to be like, you know, someone else that is, you see with success in the group, because there's a lot of different ways to do that. and find a way that, just like you, that from that place of authenticity where you feel like you are being you, the real you, and not having to be, you know, someone you're not. And it all comes back to exactly what we, you know, teach the clients, is be the educator and advocate for the success of your prospects and your clients. And then it makes it easy for others to call you the authority and the expert. And
imagine if I wanted to be you or Brian or anyone else in the group. No one is a Muslim woman covered wearing a hijab. I would be a complete failure if I had to compare myself to all of you guys. However, I just look at everyone else, you know, what they've done, and I'm just like, who am I in my authentic self? I'm crazy. I'm bubbly. I'm happy. You know, I've done so many different things in my life. And how do I just show up in my own enthusiasm? And then people want it. And that's how everybody is that I've noticed in agency. All the different people that are so incredibly successful is because they're just showing up in their own self. They wear their jackets. They've got their style. They've got their way of putting together some kind of a blurb. And that's what people want. That's exactly what people want.
Yeah. And I got to say, and I would be equally as, you know, a failure trying to be Fatima, right? Although yeah. I do have that same outfit that you're wearing in your profile pictures.
Looks too good.
Exactly. I got to thank you for coming on and sharing this. And it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to agents to see, you know, real people with real, what they think are unique issues and obstacles, to get through those obstacles and realize, you know, how real this opportunity is, and how real and how good it feels to do this. It's not just about the making money. Is you know, people that have done this, one of the first things they say is, I didn't realize when I started this, you know, I was thinking money, but I didn't realize how good I was going to feel doing what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, my last piece of advice would be, if you're listening to this and you haven't written your own book or done your own PR release or, you know, be interviewed, maybe that's the first step for you to take out the doubt. Because when you've done it, you'll know that the system works. It's perfect. Like, really, there's nothing there to fix. Just follow the system and enjoy the process. Like, have fun. Have fun, because it is. It's a lot of fun. The people are fun. You guys are fun. And, you know, do that and see how it works, because that'll raise people's confidence and your competence that you actually did it for yourself. Now you won't have as much apprehension selling it to someone else.
Yeah, that I think that's exactly takes care of so many issues and obstacles and what ifs by just doing it and understanding the process. You know, it's tough to teach someone how to ride a bicycle until you've ridden a bicycle. And then it all of a sudden becomes so much easier. So, well, again, thanks so much for coming on and doing this. And I'm sure we'll be following you. A lot of people will be following what you're doing. And I can't wait to see what, you know, the next year turns into for you. So, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jack.
And I'm sure people will have questions and you know, just kind of enjoy the ride and watch your journey along with you.
Thank you.
All right. There you got another member spotlight for agency. And, you know, like I always say, you are the real game changer. See you next time.